It's 6:45 on Breakfast, and Matt Bevin joins us now with what's making headlines around the world, Matt.
G'day, Fran. The bombing in Russia you've been discussing this morning is the top story on most news websites this morning. News just sort of coming through at the moment is that Vladimir Putin has visited St. Petersburg metro station, and he's laid flowers there. But obviously more information coming to hand on that, including potentially a rising death toll. But there is a scattering of other news around, including from the UK, where Prime Minister Theresa May has been forced to deny that she is considering going to war with Spain. This is after a comment over the weekend from former Conservative Party leader Michael Howard, who was also a minister in Margaret Thatcher's government. He was speaking on television discussing tensions over what will happen to Gibraltar once the Brexit is complete. Spain has always claimed sovereignty over Gibraltar, but while both countries have been inside the EU, there hasn't been a lot of tension about it because essentially they're both part of the same sort of, you know, market. Lord Howard says that if there's a problem with Gibraltar during the Brexit, Theresa May might need to act.
We will stand by Gibraltar. 35 years ago this week, Andrew, another woman Prime Minister sent a task force halfway across the world to protect another small group of British people against another Spanish-speaking country. And I'm absolutely clear that our current woman Prime Minister will show the same resolve in relation to Gibraltar as her predecessor did.
That's Lord Michael Howard there, former leader of the Conservative Party, talking, of course, about the Falklands War and Margaret Thatcher's involvement with that, of course. Overnight, Theresa May was asked by reporters if she would consider war with Spain.
So are you ruling out war?
We're focusing on talking with the rest of the EU, starting the formal negotiations and ensuring that at the end of those negotiations we see a result that is going to be in the interests of the UK and in the interests of Gibraltar, but actually I think will be in the interests of the 27 member states of the European Union as well.
You may notice that she doesn't actually say, no, we will not go to war with Spain in that grab, but Theresa May later clarified that statement by paraphrasing Winston Churchill, saying it will definitely be jaw-jaw, not war-war, meaning they're going to settle their differences with talking. But there's any discussion at all over going back to 1704 and the War of the Spanish Succession is pretty extraordinary, I think you'll agree, Fran.
I do agree with that.
It's a pretty amazing time in Europe. Meanwhile, in the US, a war of a different sort is brewing. The Democrats have managed to cobble together a coalition of 41 of their own senators who will oppose Donald Trump's nomination for a new Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, Neil Gorsuch. The Republicans only need 51 votes to appoint a Supreme Court justice, but they need 60 in order to avoid the filibuster. So the Democrats' alliance of 41 senators will be enough to filibuster the nomination for as long as it takes until the Republicans give up. The Republicans aren't happy about this. Here's Ted Cruz.
For those of us who value and cherish the Constitution and Bill of Rights, today is one step closer to Judge Neil Gorsuch being confirmed as the next Associate Justice on the Supreme Court. But it was also a moment of clarity. What we saw today was the position of the modern Democratic Party as they are opposed to Donald Trump appointing anyone to the Supreme Court. If they will filibuster Neil Gorsuch, they will filibuster any nominee.
And here's White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer.
We're obviously disappointed that the overwhelming majority of them are still playing politics with the nation's highest court. If the Democrats get their way, and I know the numbers are looking that way, this is going to be the first successful filibuster of a nominee to join the Supreme Court, which is clearly unprecedented.
Of course, the Democrats won't be too swayed by arguments from the Republicans, considering they blocked Barack Obama's nominee for the Supreme Court, Merrick Garland, for the better part of a year without ever giving him a hearing. The Democrats see this as a taste of the Republicans' own medicine, an effective way of exacting revenge, but I'm not sure how the American people will feel about a vengeance crusade being enacted inside the Senate. But depending on how keen the Republicans are to bust the filibuster, they can also potentially change Senate rules to eliminate the filibuster on Supreme Court nominations. But if they get rid of that, then they can't use it in the future if they want to use it against a Democratic nomination for the Supreme Court. Finally, Fran, Donald Trump has made a donation overnight.
It is my pleasure on behalf of the President of the United States to present a check for $78,333 to the Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke, and Superintendent of the Harpers Ferry Park site, Superintendent Brandenburg.
That's Sean Spicer announcing that the president has given his full salary so far to the National Park Service, essentially, which a few people are pointing out is a little bit ironic considering Donald Trump's budget wants to pull $1.6 billion out of that.
Whoops.
Yeah, out of the Interior Department. But he's giving $78,000 back.
Okay. Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, friend.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 10 minutes to 7.